The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. One of us is wrong here. The other is Peter Boyles.
Right.
On News Talk 710, KNUS.
Tuesday morning, everyone, October 20th, 2020, 710, KNUS. We are the voice of the people. Denver's talk station, 70 the high today, 73 tomorrow, and then boom, here it goes. The cold night is coming, well, 23 degrees on Friday night, 24 degrees on Saturday. Without further ado, these are friends, and I am thrilled that the return of Media Horror Productions. First of all, let's bring in Donnie first, and I will allow him to do the honors introducing Miss Chrissy. Donnie, good morning, man. Thanks for doing it one more time. Welcome back, and it's all yours. I didn't bring you up. I apologize. This shows you what I don't do.
Yeah, you always used to yell at me, press the red button.
Okay, you fool.
good morning, Peter. And Miss Chrissy is on the line. Many years ago, we started in 97. We did 10 years worth of Ramsey stuff. And I figured I was off the hook beyond that. And you kept coming up with ideas to do parody songs about things that were happening in Denver politics and news. We gave it to Dick Kreck and Mike Lipton pretty good.
Yep.
Then we did some Boulder songs with the Dildo Bandito and Ward Churchill. And then we did a bunch of immigration songs that I pulled off the web because I still had to find a job.
Yes.
And those weren't going to help. But lately, you know, Rattler from the barn, and Rattler's got a partner here in Chrissy, because every once in a while you would come up with a song that required a woman's voice, and singing falsetto is not my strong suit, and I look ridiculous doing it. So we found Miss Chrissy.
Where did we find Miss Chrissy?
When you said you have to do Brown Eyes Blue by, what was her name?
Crystal Gayle.
I said, there's no way I can sing that to you. This is ridiculous. I said, the only way that I'll do this song is if we have a win a date with Don Reggie contest and find a woman who can actually sing it. And I didn't really expect.
Remember we had a limo? God, that was great.
Oh, it was a beautiful stretch Rolls limo and a night on the town. And all the time I said, there's no way they'll come up with this. You did, and Miss Chrissy emailed in an audition tape, and she nailed it. So this will be the third of three Miss Chrissy songs in the Media Horror repertoire.
Miss Chrissy, good morning, and it's a pleasure to hear you and have you back on the radio show. By the way,
good morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
So, thank you for having me, Peter.
Are you kidding me? Yesterday, I think, I wanted to go back in time. Donnie, you remember Media Matters in Colorado? Remember those creeps?
They did a huge expose.
They hated us.
You said something obvious.
Yeah, they hated us. And so I went back in the time machine. And John Caldera, when Media Matters folded, John Caldera said, I think I lost a stalker girlfriend, which is one of the funniest lines about Media Matters. And I found, this is 2007, Media Matters, which is a Soros operation, by the way, hated us. And you'd think they'd love us because we were really funny, modestly, he says. But, boy, Media Matters hated us. And they said all kinds of bad stuff about us.
They gave us some grist for the mill.
Oh, yeah, and then we did some other songs, yeah. But
Bunch of them.
Let me read you this.
Well, it was a wonderful time in my life, and I think about it really fondly. Don, I did have to call you a chicken to get you to go out.
No,
you always forget that part.
Well, you know,
you said you don't have to go out with me, and I said chicken.
Yeah, I remember. Oh. I remember.
And then you kind of had to.
It was
you actually wanted the free date.
Well, you bet. And you were trying to get out of it.
who put that together was the infamous Sheik, the Sheik of Cherry Creek, and the Sheik got the limo and the dinner and. I mean, it was like way cool.
Comedy club.
The comedy club, mm-hmm. And you guys went on a date. It was called Win a Date with Don Reggae.
Yeah, and it was a bunch of fun.
So I got to read you this. Don and Miss Chrissy, we'll play some songs here. So I downloaded this last night thinking, okay, the working definition for media whore. This is for real.
Boy.
As a noun, a person who attempts to transfer or transfers from one entertainment industry to another based on only on popular popularity and not necessarily legitimate talent. Is that us, Donnie?
Yeah. Well, certainly me.
I have to say that my definition of it started early on when I was just maybe 10 or 11 years old. I was sending letters into DC Comics, like Superman Comics, because they would print a couple of letters, and I figured out, even at 10 years old, that if I complimented mm-hmm. the editors, they would print it. So I carried that forward. Mm-hmm. And I told Miss Chrissy this morning, I said, you realize that the job of the guest is to make Peter look good.
Of course. But I really have to say hello to my grandsons. Can I do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, hi, Oscar. Hi, Oliver.
So we're saying,
I love you.
We're saying good morning to Oscar.
And Oliver.
And Oliver, great names.
Yeah. Remember they're 4 and 8.
Oh, man. what was in Love Story? His name was Oliver, right? That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was. Here's, so. Let me read
you. That's kind of depressing.
I'm
really
sorry. Just stay in the game here. Another one, media whore. Listen to this. This is the one that I can relate to. A person who craves media attention, someone who apparently will do anything to remain in the media spotlight.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding,
that's
ding.
Me.
We have a winner. So those are the working.
By the way, Peter, yes. I'm glad you brought this up because yes. MediaWhore.com and all of the variants, .org, .net, .whatever, .tv, is for sale.
I saw that.
And I think that you should probably purchase it. Forever and ever to build your legacy even larger. I'll make you a deal.
All right, make me a deal.
Not on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk off air. We should own it anyhow, just from years from now when people.
I've owned it for a lot before I met you, but I'm old and I don't need it anymore. But
yeah, we came up. Let me reset here. If you're just joining us, one of the coolest guys I've ever known, Don Reggae, and the fabulous Miss Chrissy. And this goes back to. In the aftermath of the Ramsey murder, and I think our first song was Werewolf of Boulder, and I used to be a long distance. I thought I was a long distance runner back then, and I would come. I mean, I came up with Dick Crack. Remember, Funky Crack, Dick Crack. We did all these different songs, and I'd get into that mindless Zen thing and running, and the songs would come to me. And I think was
Gosh, I forgot the one, Me and Mr. Jones.
Me and Mrs. Man.
That was unbelievable.
That was a really good one.
And Corey's song.
Yes. Anyhow, so Donnie, I forgot how we found Miss Chrissy. She was in Win a Date with Don Reggae. I found Donnie, and you were listening, and I did Werewolf of Boulder. And
that was back in the very early days of the Ramsey investigation, and you were covering it every single morning, and I had a 90-minute commute to work, and it was almost like going to school every morning on the latest developments in the case, because you had some sources that the papers either ignored or didn't want to pay any attention to that were feeding you information that was just absolutely fascinating about the Boulder police and how they were in my view, actively obfuscating it. Half of them were, and the other half were trying to do the right thing, like the detective Steve Thomas.
Right. Steve Thomas was one. I saw
badge and shove it.
Oh, we played that. That's what we did. Take Steve that badge
song,
and shove
yeah.
it. Yeah. And I saw John Ramsey walking with a werewolf. And
perfect.
Olive's hair was perfect. That was our first one, Werewolf of Boulder. Don Reagan and Miss Chrissy. All right, Billy, which is the first one that, and we'll get Donnie to tell the history of the first one. The Werewolf. We'll play The Werewolf. Now, this is, I think, our first one. And I don't even know if we'd ever met Handshake yet at this point.
No.
And this was, as they said in the end of Casablanca, the beginning of a beautiful friendship with Don and I. Miss Chrissy's here. Let me put you guys on hold. Now, remember, let me come back. Donnie, set the climate of the times. This is 2013. No, it has to be earlier than that. 2007.
Well, it was 1997.
Yeah, right.
For
it was
Werewolf.
Yeah, but it had to be earlier than this. And I was
the powers that be, right, in Boulder wanted the case to go away.
Right.
You've been a muckraker since way back. I was new to the area, uh-huh, and had listened to you on a previous station, but this was the first time you were on in the morning that I was aware of. And as I said, it was a primer every morning on the case's, mm-hmm, developments, and you were exposing things that the rest of the media was not. So I thought all of that was fascinating. And you came out of a break, and the Warren Zevon song was on. Mm-hmm. You started singing along,
Werewolf of Boulder. Yeah.
And you said, somebody ought to do something with this.
And you did.
And I said, well, I have a studio in my basement. Why not? And that first one was done on a four-track TAC. The later ones were done with more advanced stuff. And these days, I'm just lazy, and I'm using karaoke tracks. But back in the Ramsey song days, for 10 years, I would actually rebuild the tracks myself, playing every piece. But nowadays, I kind of, you know, so I'm old. I use a crutch.
This was the first.
Back then, it was all pure, start to finish. It was performed and recorded, as you hear.
I put everybody on hold. Don Reggae, Miss Chrissy on hold. Billy Thorpe's got the con. This is our first effort. By the way, we have a new tune coming up, Nine Will Lie. Don Reggae, Media Horror Productions, Peter Boyles presents.
Tim Honey walking with Mayor Durgan, doing the Werewolf of Boulder. I saw Tom Colby walking with Alex Hunter, doing the Werewolf of Boulder. I saw a werewolf walk right past the media DIA, and his stare was perfect.
All right, we're going to pull them in tight because we want to get a lot of work in. You know, when you hear those names, you forget Alex Hunter and everybody that was involved, Don Reggae, Peter Boyles, Miss Chrissy. That was the first of the songs we did in Media Horror Productions, was Werewolf of Boulder. Think of those people that we lived off of them, Donnie. We did.
Well, and as you said at the time, any person's career that crossed the path of the Ramsey investigation, they had some problems beyond that. Tim Honey and his wife, Honey. And a lot of the business partners, even Jay Olowski from Pasta J.
We had a Pasta J song, Pasta J.
with the baseball bat.
Oh, yeah. He chased that guy. And the guy was Lee. What the hell was his name? God.
I don't know, but it was our greatest hit.
It was our greatest hit. Because every day, it's like, you know, I need you so much back now to do the work that you can do. But, I mean, there's not a day, I should say that, but not a week that goes by that I don't have another song in my head about Denver or about Corey Gardner or about, you know, all the insanity that we're watching. And Don and I found Donnie, or Donnie found me, then Donnie, we found Miss Chrissy. I am, that was Werewolf of Boulder. Billy, what else we have tuned up here? We have, do Paula. This one, now Paula Woodward, here Channel 9, back in the spotlight. And Paula Woodward laid down so hard for the Ramseys. And Channel 9's whole newsroom, Patty Dennis, they all laid down. And they used Michael Tracy. Remember that wonderful guy? And so Paula, it goes without speaking, but you listen to some of the names of other reporters. And I came up with this one, and Donnie was our Christmas song. Don Reggae and Miss Chris here on hold. This is about Paula Woodward. You remember her? Channel 9. We're going back at Channel 9 again today with 9 Will Lie, but get full value. This is one of our favorites. This is Paula. Paula Woodward. It goes like this.
There was Charlie and Philip and Lisa L. Reichman, Benny and Bertha and Sherry Keene Osborne. But can you recall the most shameless suck-up of all? All of the Ramsey lapdog had a very big brown nose. After you watch her interview, you would even say it grows. All of the other journalists used to think she had some class. Now they just get embarrassed as she kisses Ramsey's ass. Late one foggy Christmas night, a young life met an end. Paula disregards the facts to suck up to her friend. Ho-ho! Oh, how the public hates this as they shout out angrily. They treat the rich in Boulder not the same as you and me. Then one foggy New Year's Eve, Hal Haddon came to say, Paula, with your nose so brown, won't you come to Boulder Town? Know how the Ramseys loved her, and they shouted out with glee. Thanks to the brown-nosed journalists, we'll be getting off scot-free. We'll be getting off scot-free.
There it is. Paula, the brown-nosed reporter on Tuesday, October 20th. The man, Don Reagan, and the fabulous Miss Chrissy, Peter Boyles. And notice Hal Haddon. Hal Haddon turns up in so many really interesting things after that, up to and including helping El Turkey through the Hickenlooper administration. Again, nothing that Cory Gardner ever used as a commercial, but there's Uncle Hal again. We call him, what do we call him? Uncle Hal, the kiddie's pal. Remember we did that?
Well, I remember that you brought the show up to Boulder because you said, we're taking it to the belly of the beast. And I believe it was at the Boulderado.
Yes, it was.
Harvest House. And you filled the auditorium for the show. Craig Silverman was there, a bunch of other people. And some woman, and you played that one because I can't keep you from it. And some woman stands up and says, I just think it's despicable that you people would besmirch a Christmas Carol with this kind of negativity. And I stood up and I said, I have CDs for sale right here.
This was all. Now, Miss Chrissy, you weren't part of that early on Don Reggae, Peter Boyle's media whore, where we took them all on. People hated us. I mean,
I remember listening, though. I was listening, and I enjoyed that.
I could have used you on that one.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, we were like, unlike Kyle Clark, we didn't take armed security with us when we went. But, boy, there were people hostile at us. And I remember when we went to Boulder.
Silverman had our back. He's a big boy.
Yeah. But we were all there. And I remember when, now stories can be told, we're close to a break, but a woman came from Vanity Fair magazine, and we went to the Ramsey's house together. It was like one of those, well, if the book ever gets written about, you know, stuff that we did. And, you know, first of all, you can't have any fear when you do this. You don't need armed security. But it was just...
Well, my 94, well, she's 94 now, but my mother used to
your
call
mom
me
used
up.
To come.
She said, well, that one is going to get your knees broken. And I said, Mom,
come on.
I it's just comedy.
What was the worst one? What do you think that we took the most heat for? We're going to take heat for what you've done again, but what do you think which tune or parody do you think we took the most heat for?
I think it's Paula the Brown-Nosed Reindeer
because
we use the source. The source is a a favorite Christmas song, and that kind of bent some people out of shape. The rest of them, it was the individuals involved who didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, well, again, they're not supposed to like you. We've learned that a long time ago. I'm going to put you guys on hold. Don Reagan and Miss Chrissy, we have a couple more of these original Media Horse songs, and then they're coming back. Nine Will Lie. Twin Aspen Dental Center is open. If you need some specialty work to make your smile beautiful, you need a family dental clinic for your checkups and cleanings. Dr. Brian Richter is our guy. My family's, he's our dentist, my son, my daughter, pandemic or not. Keeping patients, employees, and the community safe is always their top priority. They treat every patient if they were infectious and maintain top-notch infection control protocols, keeping their teams and patients safe regardless of the procedures. Like you experience the same quality of care that my family's experienced, my son and my daughter, all of us, Twin Aspen Dental. One of the things they're doing now, I mean, be confident in your smile because a new patient, become a new patient today, and you get, receive free teeth whitening for the rest of your life. Free teeth whitening for the rest of your life. Call them at 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466. On the internet, it's the web is twinaspendentalcenter.com. Make the appointment today, 303-841-7466. Twin Aspen Dental Center, Dr. Brian Richter, they're the guys.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710KNUS.com and click on Email the Show. Now, back to the Peter Boyles Show.
Tuesday morning, everyone, October 20th, 2020. All-time favorites Don Reagan and Miss Chrissy. Billy Thorpe, a fan of Media Whore, found that Hickenlooper song, which is really worth playing because it's Miss Chrissy as well. Quickly, do you have a vehicle then ready that you are not using and you want to do something with it? And before you any of this, call, and again, the guy's the man, call Vincent at STEP, 303-296-9020. You could donate your car, your truck, SUV, a boat, motorcycle to STEP Denver and get this maximum tax deduction and save somebody's life. I think everybody knows STEP Denver began as STEP 13 with the late, great Bob Cote, 1983. And STEP's been giving men the opportunity to overcome addiction, rebuild their lives. It's sobriety, work, accountability, and community. The two most important are sobriety and work. The third leg of the stool is accountability. All the insanity of John Hickenlooper's road home, all the insanity of what's taking place with homelessness, it can be changed by sobriety. And all these people want to do is kill these people on the installment plan. It's really what they're doing. These people are committing suicide one day at a time. And again, they won't take government funding. They count on people like you. And the listeners donated 154 vehicles last year, $2.2 million. And it's economic impact. So you give an old car like Joe Williams did, and they clean them up, fix them up, paint them up, tune them up. Then they sell them at that price, and then you get the paperwork on that. And that is your tax deduction, not the old beater, but when it's fixed. It makes sense. It makes sense. It's a win-win-win. Call Vincent, 303-296-9020, 303-296-9020, stepdenver.org, stepdenver.org, stepdenver.org. Miss Chrissy and Don Reagan, Media Whore, are here, and we found that Hickenlooper song. Remember we did the Hickenlooper song, Donnie?
Oh, yeah, and if it's the one I think, his famous, on your show, pushback to, well, does the buck stop there, and he's... And as you put it, double clutch. And he goes, well, oh, I. And I used that in the song because I thought it was a great percussive element. And by the way, with Step 13, now Step Denver, I donated my car, Bluebell the Love Van.
I remember the Love Van.
Yeah. Oh. And I donated it to Step 13, except I'd driven it over 200,000 miles, and they called me up. And they said, your tax deduction is $35. What? You drove it into the ground. And I said, well, take the tires and have a nice day. Thank you. So I tried to do the right thing.
I remember that van. That van came to Boulder. That was parked in a parking lot in Boulder. All right, so
you bet.
This is just because it's Hickenlooper time. And this is after the Donnie Young was murdered by an employee of Hickenlooper's in the Cherry Cricket. And he appeared, this is the last time he appeared on, actually, he appeared one other time when we embarrassed him. He appeared one time on KHOW Radio with the Sheik and myself. And he said, that buck doesn't stop here. Don Reggae and Miss Chrissy on this one, Media Whore Productions. Billy, if you would.
When a hero dies, shut by my restaurant sky, but that buck doesn't stop here. I did not know, I was not told, that there were loyal beatings for at least half a year. Everybody wants to know where all the dough I've given charity will go, you see. Then somebody spoils it all by pointing out I look like Howdy Doody. When Ritter had to quit, Obama called and said the governor I'd have to be. And then he had to spoil it all by pointing out I look like Howdy Doody.
Miss Chrissy and Don Reggae, and that was another one of our media whore songs. I remember, like, Ritter quit, and Ritter was caught. He bailed out. The Denver Post covered him down, and we did that song. Wow. Miss Chrissy, how many tunes
did you do?
Yeah, how many tunes did we do together? You and Donnie do together.
We only did two. We did Red Rocks Blue and Something Looper.
Don't It Make Me... That's right. Donnie. Billy, what else do we... We got Red Rocks. All right, here we do it. This is Miss Chrissy and Don Reggae. And these were the days, my friends. Billy, if you would. Love it. Crystal Gayle.
Don't know when Colorado turned blue. Don't know Van Jones as good as you. You say I've been untrue. Beatdowns in Lodo, hey guys, we'll be guys. I have no idea who Chinook money buys. I'll say anything to maintain my disguise. Don't it make our red rocks? Don't it make our red rocks? Looper turned our red rocks blue.
Lovely Miss Chrissy. Woo! Fabulous Don Reggae. Don't It Make the Red Rocks Blue. That was, I'd forgotten how good that was. Miss Chrissy, we know about Donnie and his twisted life. What do you do for real without giving up a company, without getting yourself in trouble?
Or setting off the burglar alarm like she did right before this call.
I heard that.
And boy, do I wish I still sounded like that. That was a long time ago.
Oh, it was. But what were you doing for a living when Don and I conned you into joining Media Whore?
Well, I'm still doing the same thing. I'm an apartment community manager.
Okay. Did you?
It's kind of like being a mayor of a small town.
Sure.
And during COVID, it's taken its toll on my team, but my residents are awesome.
Did you ever sing professionally? I forgot.
No.
Okay.
Didn't matter. I didn't even know how.
Well, Donnie is... Well, you know, I let it go with Donnie. Remember when... The guy took down the penises, Donnie.
Oh, Dildo Bandito.
The Dildo Bandito.
Bob Rowan.
This is one of mine. I call him up, Donnie, I got this idea. This guy, and he went into the Boulder Library, and this artist had made multicolor penises. And they strung them up on a rope.
Ceramic penises, and they displayed them in an
children's
area.
Children's books.
It was close to the children's book. Children had to walk past it to get there. And Bob was incensed when he found out about this, and he told the library,
he said,
"If you don't take them down, I will." and they didn't take him down. So he went and he took them, put them in a box, and he left his business card there so that they would know where they could be found. And he drove home.
Remember that,
and
Donnie?
At two in the morning, the Boulder police showed up, guns drawn, to get them back. So he gave them the penises back.
So this happens, and I go.
Peter, you
can't
rose,
make it up.
Mm-hmm. Peter, you rose to the occasion.
Yes, he did.
And you put up the media horse signal, and we did two of those. Yeah, but one of them was all the dangling dildos to a Beatles song.
All the dangling dildos. And the cool thing was, the guy we used to flash the media horse sign like the bat sign. And the guy called me, came on a radio show, and I went, damn, dude.
I didn't even know he lives right around the corner from me, and I might end up at his Florida vacation home sometime over the winter, so we're still in touch.
We liked him a lot. He was like a way cool guy. Yeah, we liked him, and then the cops came to his house. They pulled their guns on him, and we went, there's a song in this one.
And Dangerous Dildos.
Dangerous Dildos, yeah. God, let me see. We got Billy. What else we have? I mean, Don Reggae is without a doubt one of the more brilliant guys I've known, and the fabulous Miss Chris. Let's do Friends in High Places. This was another Ramsey parody, and we're leading up to, of course, Nine Will Lie, the latest. But when we did Friends in Low Places, Donnie, where'd this come from?
This was from the Ramsey stuff. And it was all about Hal Hedden and Brown and the law firms is that John Ramsey was so well connected with the movers and the shakers in deep Denver, let's call it, that there was no touching him.
No.
There was no touching him. So, you want to go with John Ramsey? Well, he has friends in high places.
And here it is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Don Reggae, Peter Boyles, and Miss Chrissy, Media Whore, and it goes like this.
They seem so surprised when the public surmised that something was terribly wrong. In the dark Georgia night, if you listen just right, you can hear a couple singing this song.
Ah.
Oh, we got friends
John and
in high places at Morgan and Foreman. And let's face it, the DA's outclassed. We'll knock him flat on his ass. And a couple of Patrick's two legal aces. We've got movers and shakers and the deal makers. Oh, we've got friends in high places.
Don Reagan, Media Whore, Peter Boyles, and Miss Chrissy. That was a wonderful one. We took heat for that because we named everybody again. Anytime we named people.
You remember I love that.
We named them all.
Well, I figured they'd come at you because you're the deep pockets one, and I'm a nobody.
Actually, you know what? When you think about it, even though they used to threaten to sue us all the time, they never did. And Lynn Wood used to threaten all the time. And I remember Kaplis and I were doing a television show, and it's one of the very few times. Danny never blows a stack. He always keeps it cool. And he looked up at the television screen and he said, try it, Lynn. Because Lynn was threatened to sue.
Yeah.
And Danny went right at him. He said, threat. You know, he said, try it, Lynn. And, of course, you know, we never got sued. But there's a lot of people.
I actually felt a little bit left out by that.
Well,
certainly wasn't for lack of trying.
Well, it's like when Nixon's enemies list came up and people were calling Pat Buchanan. Hey, can you get me on the list? You know, how can I not be? They wanted to be Nixon enemies. Let me see. I think what we should do now is pause here, take our turn around here, and then come back and introduce Media Whore. It's Miss Chrissy and Don Reggae, and Nine Will Lie. They got it coming. 710 KNUS. Hold on, everybody. If you're buying a new home, is it crossing your mind? Maybe you want something bigger. You're ready for a new neighborhood. Listen to this. Mortgage rates will continue to be at historic lows, making ownership incredibly affordable, especially when you work with Colorado's own American Financing. Love American. They did it for me. They've been around for over 20 years. Born in Colorado, continue to grow with our real estate market, so they know that what it takes to get you in a home for less. custom loan programs to down payment assistance. Their mortgage consultants can do it all without charging upfront or hidden fees. If you really, if you need a realtor, they can connect you with some of the best real estate agents that Colorado has to offer. These are our guys. Don't put home purchases off any longer. American Financing today, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Look at them online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182-334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. You call them today, save dough, 303-695-7000.
News Talk 7. News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. The Peter Boyle Show.
You know, sometimes, as Billy Thorpe just said, the computer becomes part of the show as well. Special morning, special hour, everyone. 844, 16 before the hour. Stephen Tubbs at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Back tomorrow morning at 5. It's never going to get better than this. With us, and this is all part of Media Whore Productions, we had a great first 45 minutes of the show. Been absolutely wonderful. Now it's going to get good. Don Rege, who, I don't know, one of us found the other guy years and years ago and formed this corporation that everybody was mad at called Media Whore Productions. And Donnie did 98% of the work. I did 2% of the work and got half the credit, which I did not deserve. And then Donnie found, or we found, Miss Chrissy. And as Donnie has always explained, we needed a woman's voice, and Miss Chrissy was the absolute best voice. And they're both with us today. Now, Miss Chrissy, so you know, I called Donnie last week, just fired up on Channel 9, what they've been trying to stunt. And I said, Donnie, we got to bring you out of retirement at least one more time. So how did you guys come to this song? We'll play it in a minute, but I want to lead up to it. And have you and Miss Chrissy always stayed in touch?
We stay in touch whenever the signal hits the sky.
Yeah.
and how we came to decide on 9 to 5, Dolly Parton song, was explained during one of your previous programs, where I went down a list of songs with 9 in the title, and the one that made the most sense to me with regards to Channel 9 and what's going on was 9 to 5. It's seemed at the time something I could do something with. So that's what I decided to proceed with Miss Chrissy in mind. And thankfully, she said yes when I suggested it.
Miss Chrissy is a gamer.
I would never. Yeah.
How did they talk to you?
I would never disappoint Don, you know, or you, Peter. Ah. I wouldn't want to, but we ended up, this was a different way, you know, because of COVID, I ended up singing in my cell phone. it was quite the experience. But I just love you too, and thank you so much for having me on. And Don, thanks for putting up with my cell phone recording.
Well,
oh, it was great. It actually ended up being a little bit of a technical challenge to do it. I would have much preferred that she came over to the studio as she did previously.
Now, I would have done that.
Yeah, but you would have had to sing through a mask.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
And neither,
I roll.
Neither Don and I are used to having a woman say, I don't want to disappoint you.
Oh.
No, I'm actually more used to having a woman say, no, keep the mask on.
Oh, geez.
All right, so we have been billboarding it. I've listened to it. Without further ado, it's Miss Chrissy, Don Rege, Media Whore Productions. And this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there's no more opportune moment than right now. 9 will lie.
The producer and the crew are ready and itching to get downtown. There's a guy who's bitching and trying to pick a fight. Let's make some news.
Now the TV station's deep in danger just because a dumbass played Lone Ranger and the general manager's learning to sing the blues.
Here we go.
You know that 9 will lie.
It's time for 9 to worry. 9 will lie.
Anything to get a story. You know that
9 will lie.
good. And that's the first round of Miss Chrissy and Don Reagan. Nine will lie. And we'll play it again, but here's the words. The producer the producer and the crew are ready and itching. To get downtown, there's a guy who's bitching. Trying to pick a fight, let's make some news. Because the TV station's deep in danger because a dumbass played the Lone Ranger. Now the general manager's learning to sing the blues. You know that nine will lie. Everything to get a story. Then they CYA when things get too gory. And they will deny, and they'll never say they're sorry. When the lawyers start, it's time for nine to worry. Nine will lie. And let's play it one more time. Now you got the words. Billy, kick it one more time. Entitled, Nine Will Lie.
The producer and the crew are ready and itching to get downtown. There's a guy who's bitching and trying to pick a fight. Let's make some news.
Now the TV station's deep in danger just because a dumbass played Lone Ranger and the general manager's learning to sing the blues.
You know that nine will lie, everything gets story, then they CYA. When the going gets too cold, then they will deny and they'll never say they're sorry.
When the lawyers start, it's time for nine to worry.
Ladies and gentlemen, that coming out of the box, media whore, he did that in a short amount of time, bringing in Miss Chrissy, Don Reggae, the king of media whore. You guys, right? You know, Donnie, I got to ask you, did you love coming back and doing another tune?
It would have been more fun outside of the lockdown and the pandemic and all of the logistics that are around that. And it would have been more fun with Miss Chrissy in the studio, but we managed to do it in a, as you say, a short amount of time from Thursday afternoon when I finally looked at the text and I saw it and I'm like, right, here we go. And so from
you know what, Thursday, Peter, he was energized. He was energized. You know, he was pumped. Yeah. He loved it.
You know, I got another one. Donnie, you know I got another one.
Good.
What I told Miss Chrissy, I mean, once you get him started, it's going to be tough to say, well, I'm not going to check my text for a while. How about that?
Well, I mean, this will carry us, but yesterday afternoon I was working and knew you were coming on. And I said, wait a minute, there's another one. And I had one back in the pipe on that one. And, you know, we were always edgy. And we always made people mad. And I'm sure at Channel 9 this morning, this isn't going to be anybody's. When the phone rings, it's not going to answer with nine will lie. That's not going to happen. But
oh, I think the T-shirts are in order. Oh, bootleg T-shirts with the nine news logo and the nine will lie underneath it. But I'm not willing to put myself out there to violate somebody's brand.
No.
But I would suggest somebody else might want to do that and take them to some.
It's conceivable you could hear or see that.
Yeah, it's conceivable. Everything's conceivable.
But I was looking up definitions last night of media whore. And the one that stands up is a person who.
Whose picture was next to that, yours or mine?
Both of us. But it says a person who craves media attention, someone who will apparently do anything to remain in the media spotlight. My boy.
And you know what, Peter, to that point, I've been asked by any number of people over the years, well, how much does he pay you to do this? And my immediate response is, do you know how much this radio time would cost me if I bought it? So that's my attitude towards the exposure. And the effort is not minimal, but I added up what it would cost. You tell me what your rates are.
I have no idea.
I'll talk to your sales folks, yeah.
Well, as I look forward, I always go, well, where are they now? Don Reggae and Miss Chrissy, now you know. I'll call you all later on today. Donnie, I love you. Miss Chrissy, it's so good to have you back. I truly missed you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Oh, thank you, Peter.
Thank you, guys.
I'd love to see you, too.
Thanks, guys.
I'd love to see you, too.
I promise we will.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. They're from Billy. Groundbreaking advanced FUE treatment is from Advanced Hair Restoration. Finally here in Denver. Had to go to L.A. or go to Vegas and do it. Right now, address your receding hairline, your bald spot, and even thinning hair. I met with a doctor, Dr. Tanya. Dr. Tanya Pauls is the hit, and Farah. and you deal with these really great women. And I know it's, you know, it's it carries with it what it carries with it. And this is an experienced team. These women are great. The state-of-the-art technology, the best of the best. And the advanced FUE treatment takes one day, pain-free, and your new hair starts growing the very next day. It's 100% guaranteed. Advanced hair, you always receive the highest, very high standard of care, well beyond CDC guidelines. If you're a young man now and you're heading in that direction, cut it off at the pass. Advanced hair, you get all the highest standard of care. Call them at 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. Grand opening in Denver. Get special financing, $250 off, $250 hair grafts. But talk to them, see them. AdvancedHair.com, AdvancedHair.com. One-day treatment, hair, and again, your life-changing results. New hair, 100% guaranteed to grow. What a great show. We got more coming at you again tomorrow. Don and Chrissy and Billy, if you know what the kinds of things that Billy says when we're not on the air, here we go. Here they are. Take it. See you in the morning.
An important tool in law enforcement's arsenal has been taken away in Aurora. We've got details coming up in the news at 9.
Hugh Hewitt just wants to get to the truth.
Hunter Biden can go off and do whatever he wants to do and pretend to sell access that he doesn't have. That doesn't matter. What matters is whether or not the vice president used the office of the